Likewise, wouldn't it make sense to have one, shall we say, muscle man to bring in the fourth quarter when teams are worn down for that very reason?
Well, that's why we figure that Amari is getting back healthy. I mean, Amari, he's a beast. I mean, he may be lean, he may be light, he may not be, you know, traditional center at 280 pounds, but he's strong, he's powerful, and he's fierce in the basket. And that's the element that we were missing last year against Dallas and in the playoffs against the Lakers and the Clippers. And with him, I don't think we need a big bruiser. As long as Amari's not in foul trouble, as long as he's healthy, and Sean is down there tandem with him, I mean, we have enough weapons to get it done.
And that's the thing that was demonstrated last year. Sean Marion could have been co-MVP last year because he was asked to shoulder more of the rebounding burden. He got up to 10, 11 rebounds a game and really showed a different side, and he's not a big guy either. Tell us about Sean Marion this year and his role. If Amari comes back healthy, tell us about that.
Sean's role is the biggest key to, piece to the puzzle. I mean, because Sean is the most unselfish guy out there. I mean, we're going to ask him to guard the point guard some nights. We're going to ask him to guard Dirk the next. We may ask him to guard KG the next. I mean, so he's the one guy that comes into every game knowing he's going to draw the toughest assignment, yet we still expect him to give us 20 points and 12 rebounds. And so if Sean doesn't have it going on both ends or at least on one end, we're in trouble. But when he's clicking and he's there and he's going at full tilt, I think we're better than anyone out there.